So, Jeff, can you kind of talk a little bit about this case and how you'd think through management?
My goal for these EGFR patients is get them to a targeted therapy as quick as possible, because we know that they can have a fantastic clinical improvement and the benefet can be durable. Bone mets, I think when they're asymptomatic, aren't necessarily a bad prognostic sign. I see it often in EGFR, a pleural effusion. I might think about a pleural catheter to help drainage, but the most important impact is get to a pill therapy. And in an older patient like that, you know, in younger patients, we think about combination trials. How can I make an EGFR targeted therapy do better by adding a VEGF inhibitor, by adding chemotherapy? But in an older patient like this, I think that the path is clear, and I would start with osimertinib because it's the best tolerated drug and it has the best outcomes.
So Justin, Jeff brought up this issue that's been out there for a while, and now we start to see some more data on combining an anti-angiogenic, for example, bevacizumab, ramucirumab. Is that something that you consider outside a clinical trial right now?
Outside of a clinical trial, I have not. And the main reason is because most of that data is really using the first generation EGFR inhibitors. We've seen PFS improvements, OS improvements with a combination. But right now, I really think that the third generation inhibitors are standard of care. They're better tolerated and as monotherapy do produce improvements in survival as well. So I think it's something that needs to be studied. What is the role of a third generation inhibitor plus a VEGF? I think that is a path forward of study. Also looking at the combination of third generation inhibitor with chemotherapy is also one of those next line of inquiry. But outside of a clinical trial, I'm not doing that as standard of care.